Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate signal style old school jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're arranging it like it belongs, in a real drum and bass record. So we're not just making a loop and calling it done. We are aiming for that chopped up rave energy, that pirate radio tension, and that slightly haunted melodic hook that can sit over breaks, answer the bass, and help carry the whole intro or drop section. A lot of people make the mistake of treating an ARP like a shiny lead. That's not the vibe here. In old school jungle, the ARP often feels more like a sampled phrase that's been lived with, chopped, bounced, and reworked. It should have identity, but it also has to leave room for the kick, snare, sub, and break edits to breathe. Start by setting your tempo around 174 BPM. That's right in the sweet spot for classic jungle energy. If you're already working with drums and bass, even as placeholders, get them in early. It helps you think like a drum and bass record from the start. The ARP needs to fit around the snare backbeat, stay out of the sub region, and work in short phrase blocks like 2, 4, or 8 bars. For the sound source, simpler is a great starting point because we want a sampling mindset. You can drag in a short melodic sample, a stab, or even build a simple source in Wavitable or analog and resample it later. If you're using simpler, keep the sample trim tight so it feels percussive. Use classic mode if it suits the source, and keep the attack snappy. This should feel more like a chop jungle motif than a polished synth line. If you're building the tone from scratch, start simple. A saw wave plus another saw or pulse waveform works well. Detune the oscillators just a little, maybe somewhere in the 5 to 12 cent range, so it has that unstable, slightly nervous character. Then filter it down. A low-pass filter with the cutoff somewhere around 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz is a good range to start with. Add a touch of resonance, but don't overdo it. You want bite, not whistling. Now shape the envelope so it behaves like a stab. Keep the attack very short, the decay fairly quick, the sustain moderate to low, and the release short enough that the notes don't blur together. That short, animated envelope is a big part of the old-school feel. It makes the ARP speak in little bursts instead of long smooth lines. Now move into the MIDI. Think in a minor or modal key, something dark and useful for DNB. A minor, D minor, F minor, or even something like E Phrygian can work really well. Keep the note range compact. You don't need huge jumps everywhere. A strong jungle ARP often lives in one octave with a few extra moves for character. Build a two-bar phrase using short notes, mostly 16 THS and 8 THS. Leave a few rests in there too. That space is important. In jungle, air between notes can make the groove feel faster. Try building around the root, minor third, fifth, octave, and maybe one flat seventh or second if you want extra tension. Add one repeated note and one octave jump, so the pattern feels like it's developing instead of looping mechanically. Velocity matters too. Don't let every note hit the same way. Give some notes a bit more weight, around 95 to 110. And pull other notes down into the 60 to 80 range. That will help the phrase breathe, and if your instrument responds to velocity, it can make the filter or amp feel more alive. Now add groove. Old school jungle is never perfectly rigid. You don't want a sterile EDM ARP sitting on top of the beat. Use the groove pull subtly if it helps, maybe with a light MPC style swing feel. Keep it subtle enough that you feel it more than hear it. You can also nudge a few notes a touch late for drag, or a touch early for urgency. Just be careful not to overquantize the life out of it. If you resample later, some of that slight imperfection is exactly what gives it character. And pay attention to the snare, not just the grid. A note can look perfect on the bar line but still fight the snare transient. If a note is crowding the backbeat, move it a few milliseconds. That tiny shift can make the whole phrase lock in. Now comes one of the most important parts of this lesson, resampling. This is where the sound starts to feel like it has history. Route the ARP to a new audio track and record 4 to 8 bars while you move a few things by hand. Open the filter a little, change the decay or release on the last bar, maybe add a tiny bit of pan movement if it doesn't hurt the mono core. Then bounce that audio and bring it back into simpler or keep it as audio. This extra pass gives it that already lived a few lives quality that makes jungle feel authentic. Once it's audio, you can chop it, offset the start point slightly, or even reslice it so the repeat cycle isn't mathematically perfect. That imperfection matters. A convincing jungle ARP often sounds like a sample that was recorded, trimmed, bounced, and reprocessed. Even if you started from synthesis, you can still create that sense of sample history. From here, shape it with effects. A good stock Ableton chain is EQ8, saturator, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, echo and reverb. Use EQ 8 first to clean it up, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, so the sub stays clear. If the low mids get muddy, cut a bit around 250 to 450 Hz. If it needs more presence, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Then use saturator to thicken the mids and add a bit of dirt. You usually don't need much. 2 to 6 dB of drive with soft clip-on can go a long way. We're not trying to destroy the sound. We're trying to make it feel like it came off tape, sampler, or some slightly abused pirate radio chain. If you want movement, add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, but keep it subtle. The width should support the ARP, not smear the transient. If the mix starts getting cloudy, reduce depth before you reduce width. That's usually the better move. Echo can add a lot of jungle atmosphere, especially with dotted eighths or 16ths. Keep the feedback modest and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low mids. Then add reverb for space, but keep it controlled. A decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds is usually enough. Low cut the reverb return if it starts washing out the break. At this point, the ARP should feel like a real character in the tune. Not dry, not glossy, but rough, urgent, and a little haunted. Now arrange it properly. Don't let it run endlessly from start to finish. Think in sections. For example, use an 8-bar filtered intro, then an 8-bar build, where the drums and low percussion start to come in, then a fuller drop section, where the ARP acts as a hook layer rather than a constant lead. After that, remove it for a bar or two so the drums can breathe, then bring it back with a variation. End with a stripped-down outro so the tune can mix cleanly into the next track. That's the difference between a loop and a record. Use automation to make the arrangement breathe. Open the filter slowly over 4 or 8 bars. Bring the delay mix up only on the last note of a phrase. Let the reverb swell before a transition. Pull the volume down before a fill so the fill hits harder. These are small moves, but in drum and bass, small moves create big energy. And always check the relationship between the ARP and the rhythm section. If your bass line is busy, simplify the ARP. If the bass is sparse, the ARP can be a little more active. If the drums are chopped heavily, leave more space in the melody. Everything has to interlock. Sidechain compression can help too. A few dB of gain reduction from the kick or a ghost trigger can keep the ARP out of the way of the drum transients and make the groove breathe. Also check mono compatibility. Keep the core of the sound centered and be careful about overwidening the low mids. Let the stereo effects live mostly in the upper harmonics and the returns. Here's a really useful mindset shift. Treat the ARP like percussion. Shorten the decay, tighten the timing. Let it punch in with the break instead of floating above it. A lot of great jungle hooks feel rhythmically as important as the drums themselves. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make it too bright and synthetic. This style usually works better gritty than glossy. Second, don't let it fight the sub. High pass it properly. Third, don't keep the rhythm flat and repetitive. Add rests, jumps, or one bar variations. Fourth, don't drown the drums in reverb. And fifth, don't skip the resampling stage. That's part of the sound, not just a convenience. If you want to push it further, try this. Make 3 versions of the same idea. 1 clean, playable dry hook. 1 dirtier resampled version with more saturation and filtering. And 1 effects-only version with mostly delay and reverb. Then arrange them across 32 bars. Let the clean one handle the intro. Bring in the wet texture for atmosphere and save the dirtier version for the drop. Same notes, more intensity. That's how you make a hook evolve without rewriting it. For your practice challenge, set the tempo to 174 BPM. Build a 2-bar ARP in a dark minor key. Add 1 repeated note, 1 octave jump, and 1 rest. Then resample it and make a rough 16 or 32-bar sketch with a filtered intro, fuller drop, 1 mute or switch up, and a clean outro. Finish with a mono check and remove any low-mid clutter. If it feels like it could live inside a dark pirate radio jungle set and still cut through a modern DNB mix, you're on the right path. That's the goal here. Not just an ARP, but a memorable jungle motif with attitude, space, and motion.